Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
You know, the children know his name.
And he shall be called Advocate, Lamb of God, the Resurrection and the Life, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, Judge, Lord of Lords, Man of Sorrows, Head of the Church, Master, Faithful and True Witness, Rock, High Priest, the Door, Living Water, Bread of Life, Rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, True Vine, Messiah, Teacher, Holy One, Mediator, the Beloved, Branch, Carpenter, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, Image of the Invisible God, the Word, Chief Cornerstone, Savior, Servant, Author and Finisher of our faith, the Almighty, Everlasting Father, Shiloh, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, I Am, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Bridegroom, Only Begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Day Spring, the Amen. King of the Jews, Prophet, Redeemer, Anchor, Bright Morning Star, the Way, the Truth, and the Life, Jesus Christ.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. This evening, bless you all. Teacher Shane here on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just making sure I punched the right button on the soundboard here. Hopefully I'm coming through. Let me check real quick. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a mic check. Well, bless you all, saints of the Most High YAH. It's been a fruitful week, fruitful day. We're grateful for the Most High YAH to give our strength, to have all our faculties in place. We give him the glory, give him the honor. Give him the praise, because without him, we can do nothing, and that is true. It's good to be not appointed to wrath, but to be appointed to salvation. See, the children of YAH should never have any fear of hell in their being, should have no fear of death in their being. We have passed the second death. We are risen again with him. See, our eyes and our time once we shed this earthly tabernacle, we will put on the eternal. And I thank the Most High Yah for that, that these boundaries of this flesh, boundaries of this world, boundaries of this temporal realm will soon be shed by many of us, and we'll be in the liberty of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will cease from the labors down here. Hallelujah. We'll be with our Savior, be with our Master, be with our Author, be with our Finisher, be with the One who helped us, who guided us, who strengthened us through this time, through this pilgrimage, this fleeting hour that is upon us. Well, hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Blessings again, and I bless you all, friend or foe, whoever may be tuning in this evening. We are here as a helper to your faith, helpers one to another, here to be part of the edification process, here to lend some strength to the weak, and to really, really feel the strength of humility. I thank the Most High Yah always for this privilege to be before you. And I'm thankful again to have strength in my body. Praise Yah. Praise Yah, saints. Good word yesterday. Good remembrance. As the word does talk about a hell. Word talks about a flame, an eternal flame, a lake of fire. And it's good admonition, good for our learning, good for our nurturing, good for our building, good for our reflection. And a good always have before our eyes that we rely on the one and only, our Master and our Savior. As we look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured this tree, endured the crucifixion, endured the impalement, endured the tree. He despised the shame. Even though they wanted to shame him, he despised the very shame that was put upon him. We, the saints of the Most High Yah, we do the same. We despise the shame. You know, they call us the offscouring of the earth, the weak things. But we are here to confound the wise. We were made, to reprove their thoughts. You know, that has a lot of weight to it, especially in this war that we're in. Because the God of this world, he hates the Most High Yah, he hates the image of Yah. And he's going to try the very essence of the very thing that is in us. Because we say we are the sons of the Most High Yah, daughters of the Most High Yah. And the children of the wicked one, the children of the world, they despise that. And then we'll see if this testimony is true. And if this testimony is true in you, the author and finisher of your faith will bring you through. Through every trial. Through every test. Through every tribulation. That is there to strengthen the greater one in you. When these tests and these trials come, in these times of weaknesses. That's when we look to our provider. Look to the one that houses us. Look to the one that clothes us. Look to the one that feeds us. And strengthen him within ourselves. At the time that when we overcome, and we will overcome, if we allow that overcoming that he overcome with reign in us, we look into his example, look into his strength, look into from his eyes and from his perspective, hear from his ears, then we are the victorious ones. And we are fashioned in this manner for this time to be despising, to be despised of the children of the wicked one, children of the world, children of the damned. And we should delight in that. All they can do is destroy this body, this temporal thing, this thing made out of dust. But they can't touch our soul. They can't touch our spirit. Because our life is hid with Christ in Yah, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He endured daily. We endure daily because he endured. We despise the shame because he despised the shame. And because he looked to the one who gave him strength, we sit with him on the right hand of the throne of Yah. We sit with Christ in heavenly places, and we should understand that. Where our source of our strength come from, the water of life from which we drink. Hallelujah. 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 I done started in Hebrews chapter 12 and just read to you verse 2. And as we continue in our journey, in our adventures in the book of Hebrews, we're going to learn something I think that's very beneficial to us. You know, the children of this hour, the children of the world, they are without chastisement. They are without rebuke. We'll understand that as we go on. Let us read on. 12:3, Hebrews. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. And we are to consider him, everything that he went through when beard was plucked, spat upon, when all the sinners were just so contrary to him, they put him upon that tree in every way, in every form, in every manner that they would shame. That this Hasatan, that he would foam out his own shame and trying to shame the very image of Yah, the very Son of Yah, didn't triumph in it. Because our most holy one, our Savior, did not receive the shame. Because he despised it. And there was so much contradiction at that time. Seemed like there was only a few with him. That's all he needed. Saints of the Most High, we are of the few. Consider the population of this world and how many people, how many souls are going to a burning eternal hell, as we learned yesterday. It was prepared for the Hasatan and his henchmen and his angels and his messengers. But you see now, because of his doings, hell has to enlarge herself because it's got to receive those that are going there. It was too small. Too small now. It's got to continually enlarge itself. And as we see, in our time and hour, the more it enlarges itself, we see how much more the deprivation of this temporal world is going into the downward spiral, the filth, the depravity, the depths, and squalor that they are reaching to. You really look at this time that we have now, really was not a time like it was ever on the earth. We've got people marrying animals and people thinking that they are animals. And then people thinking, you know, that the minds are evilly affected to the point where I'm neither male or female. And I'm like, whoa. I've never read nothing like it ever else in history. Where you see news stories of young girls marrying roller coasters and having sexual relationships with roller coasters for 20 years. And I'm like, where is the depth of this going? It's not going up. It's going more and more down. It is a system of a down. And as the years start clocking in and the hours and the minutes start clocking in, we see that the testimony is true that this thing's got to be purged with fire. He's going to be coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance. And we are enduring such contradiction of sinners in this hour. And we will continue to endure. As they increase, we will seem to be like the weirdos. We will seem to be like more the outcasts. We will be the strange ones. And I say, hallelujah. Make me more peculiar, Most High Yah. Set me apart. Even the wicked know. Those that are set apart. But praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah for allowing each and every one of us to be on the potter's wheel, to be in the potter's hand, to be receiving the water, to continually be molded daily. While we see the Hasatan and the mighty one of this world breaking all his vessels. He's in a rage. He knows his time is short. Anything that he can do to blaspheme Yah's temple, blaspheme his name, blaspheme his image. Its time is now. Well, as we can see, the time it's growing more and more and more closer that we know as that heightens or deepens or wherever you want to say it's going. That this is pushing and this is propelling the manifestation of the sons of Yah. And it must say the wine press must do this. This must come forth. As you see in all the other patterns, when the child, Moses, was upon the scene, Yeshua was on the scene. They sought to kill the children. And we're on that time again. There will be a time where they're going to seek to kill the seed of Yah. And we can see that more and more. These things are heightening. These things are putting themselves in place. And this is the plan of Yah for this to go this fashion. We, the saints of the Most High Yah, we're in for a wonderful ride. So put on the mind of Christ. Let us enter into this war with gladness. Enter into this war with shouts of praise. Enter in this war with thankfulness. Entering this war with temperance and meekness and joy. And some may say, what? enter into a war with all that? Yeah, we're not a people that's going to enter into war with fear. We know who's leading the charge. We know who the general is. We know what our orders are. We know what weapons we have at our disposal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And it says, ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And this is an admonishment and a rebuke. But these are words of love. Looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher. If he's going to start it, he's going to finish it. But there is some way that when he enters into being an author, and the way he's going to finish it, there is something that's got to take place in between. Learning obedience by the things which we suffer. And we, the people of the Most High Yah, when we deal with failures, it don't bring us down lower. It's an amazing thing with the people of Yah. It takes them higher. We make a mistake? Yeah. We've got the ability. We got the know-how. We've got the strength to dust ourselves off, get back up, and learn. And learn to look at that which we have failed in, look at that which we have erred in, and we look into Yeshua, look into our strength, and then we're much the more armored against the very same thing again, that when it comes again, we are more victorious, we are stronger, we are more mightier because of him that endured this contradiction. That he despised the shame to give us this strength to where we can despise the shame, where we can overcome as he overcome. He was the first fruits. And here we are, partaker of that fruit. Hallelujah. But it says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation. You hear that? The exhortation. The things with Yah are here. We always need to receive everything from the Most High Yah as through the channel of love and the channel of life. We are children of the light, children of the day. We have come out of darkness. We no longer live without light. We are in the light because he is the light, and the light is in us, and his seed is in us. And let us not forget, but it says, ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaking unto you as unto children. And I thank the Most High Yah that I am a child of Yah. And that I must stay in this place of humility. Because I want him to be a father. And he wants to be a father. And we've got to give him place to be a father. We may be so many years old in this flesh. But still, we are children to the Most High. Yeah, he wants to be a father. And we've got to, as the children, hold him at his word. And he wants this because faith pleases him. He said he will perform that. He said he's not going to give, you know, a stone if you ask for bread. He is a good father. Well, we've got to learn to be children. Then that allows him a place and allows him an entrance to be a father. And you've been given an entrance to be a child of the King. No matter if you've been on this earth 54, 65, 76 years old, still consider yourself a child of Yah, a child of the King, so that He can be a father unto you. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaking unto you as unto children. Okay, Moses, yeah. Okay, Father, you're speaking unto us now. I'm your child. I will listen. I will listen. I will incline mine ear as a child. I'll look into Yah which cometh my help. And it says, my son, do not despise. Despise not the chastening of the master. Do not despise his chastening. Because this is exhortation to you. And this is beautiful words. Right here as we read it and look at it. And he said, oh, he called me son. He called me daughter. You know, the children of the wicked one, children of the world, when they read this, they cannot declare this for themselves. They cannot say. The testimony that is in them cannot be declared, and that they do not have the testimony, and they cannot have the testimony to say that they are a son of Yah. They are by default, because they are not a son of Yah, but a son of Belial, a son of Satan, a child of the world, a child of darkness. They're not a child of Yah. But it's speaking to us and to us alone. And it's in the epistle to the Hebrews. A book that in some Hebrew circuits is despised. Not understanding the spirit. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the master, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. You know, in this walk, many years that I have been, that the Most High has allowed me to walk this walk, about half of my life now, once I look at it, it's an amazing thing, especially amongst those that seem to be religious. I've seen this happen so many times that, you know, those that think they know something. And I've seen many come to this ministry, you know, being in it 4 months, half year, 2 years. Coming into this, you know, this faith, coming into this walk, thinking that they are some puffed up by their own knowledge. And I see the one thing that they cannot, in all their knowledge, in all their puffed upness, in all their pride, thinking that they are some super spiritual, some child of the King. You know, they have all the testimony. Yeah, I can do this and I can do that. One thing I see disrupt them the most is reproof and rebuke. And it says, my son, despise not the chastening of Yah. But the Most High Yah, many times, as I've been reproved and admonished and rebuked, yes, He has used a man. And if I look through the eyes of the flesh, that this word is coming from man. And you know, and if I had any seed of envy, any seed of jealousy, any seed of bitterness against that vessel that loved me enough to correct me, to reprove me, to rebuke me, if I had any of this thing dwelling in me, Then I, you know, I would not perceive it as the Yah doing the chastening, Yah doing the correcting. But my mind, my being be brought low through the eyes of flesh to see, you know, that the messenger is at fault. And I will take war against that messenger. And I've seen many take war against the one that tried to love them, tried to bring them into the light, tried to get them out of their error. But no. Not that pride, not that arrogancy, not that puffed upness, you know, because I've watched all these YouTube videos and I've read these many books and I've been to this seminary and I've been here and I've been there. That is crap. That is shit. That is nothing. You have no experience. You have no baptisms. And the very word which you think that you say you have fellowship with, but you have had no fellowship with at all. You have endured no suffering. You have sacrificed nothing. But when the word of reproof and rebuke come to you, and you look at it as, that man despises me, that man hates me, that man don't know, he has never walked a mile in my shoes and all this crap, nobody knows the trouble I've seen, you know, all the fleshly excuses and all the voices that sin will speak out of the vessel. The children of Yah know the shepherd's voice. Even though a messenger may be before us, a helper of your faith may be before you, and his visage may look angry and unsettling and beside himself. But the word tells us to know no man after the flesh, but after the spirit. Consider what is being said to you. Consider what is being spoken to you. Consider the correction. Consider the rebuke. Consider the reproof. Is it there to tear you down? Or in your mind that, oh, the Most High Yah really loves me. He sees an error in me, and he has helped me see the error of my ways. And now he's loved me enough. And my brother and my sister has loved me enough, and they loved Yah enough to humble themselves to be a spokesperson for him, to transfer, to bring a messenger of his love. So don't faint when you are rebuked of him. It says, verse 6, for whom Yahweh, Yeshua, loveth, he chasteneth. The master for whom he loves, he chasteneth. And I know my years of being, I'm just going to an earthly account now as being a natural child. And all of us know when we were children. And I had parents that beat my ass. And it's something, you know, as you know, I look at that now. But then when I was getting my ass beat, I didn't think, you know, at the time I was getting my ass beat as a child, that it was for my betterment. It was is to correct me. No. I thought that my parents were against me. They hated me. You know, everything went through my mind as a child. But now, on this side of it, when I look at it now, and I look at a lot of my ass whoopings that I got, I deserved them. And then, you know, I look that very happening back then. And I respect my mother. I respect my father and my mother for loving me enough to bust my ass, to backhand my mouth, because My mouth said some pretty vile things that should not have been said. And my mouth, I thank Yah that my mouth was busted. I thank the Most High Yah now that back then that my butt had blisters on it. That had welts on my legs. That had people that really loved me and cared for me and desired to get me out of an error. See, it's a lot of things, you know, we can meditate on and go, wow, wow, wow. But I think, you know, that back then, it built, you know, as I grew on and grew up, and, you know, the whoopings got less and less because I started finally understanding. I finally started accepting what was trying to be driven into my hard head. It had to be driven into my hard head through my soft ass, through my soft butt. And some of you might get upset because I'm saying the word ass. But be careful. You understand what spirit I am speaking in. I am speaking in right context. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I think Yah, for the times back then that I did get them butt whoopings. Because I had more respect for my father and my mother. And even, you know, at the time when I was under the chastisement, under the butt whooping, I didn't like it. I was crying. I was snotting. I was double clutching. And but I see later on that it built in me a security. And it built in me a trust. And it also helped me to see now, even in this walk, the chastisement of the Most High Yah. And it helps, you know, from that back then, even being a heathen child back then, now being a holy child now, that I understand and take these butt whoopings from the Most High Yah a whole lot different. I respect them now. And I honor them. Because in most of the ways when I look at, you know, when hindsight is 20/20, when I'm seeing that the Most High Yah has taken the time to love me enough to whoop my butt and to open my eyes and open my heart, I see that now it's made me more secure in Him, made me more trustful in Him, lets me know more and more day by day how much He loves me. That lets me know that I am His child. If I was not His child, I would not be receiving this reproof, this correction, this rebuke, and this manner that's trying to bring me into love. It's trying to keep me in life. That's trying to keep me from the hand of the wicked, trying to keep me from, you know, my own purpose. But I thank the Most High Yah for loving us all, and we should not faint when we are rebuked of Him. We got to remember this is the exhortation. For whom Yah loveth, He chasteneth. Who was the author and the finisher of our faith? Who was chastised? Enduring the shame? Enduring the tree? Despising the shame? He endured such a contradiction of sinners? But if it wasn't for that suffering, where would we be? Who would we be? How would we be? Would we even be? If it wasn't for Yeshua being a good son, receiving the chastisement for us all, tasting death for every man, the stripes laid on his back. Everything that he endured for us. So don't faint. He didn't faint. As much as his back, as much as he was scourged to where you couldn't even tell he was not a man anymore. Any ordinary normal man would have died at that point. But he endured that. He endured the garden. He endured the tree. Why? There was something set before him. Who for the joy that was set before him? We got joy set before us. And this is propelling us to get our butts home. And if our butts need to be tan, if our butts need to be dusted off, if our butts need to be corrected, let the Most High do his goodwill in you. For who the Master loveth, he chasteneth, and he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And we understand even now in this little passage here why Yeshua, why Jesus, the Christ, endured what he endured. To bring love to us. To give us an entrance into the love of Yah. And if we despise any chastisement, any rebuke, any scourging, if you are received in the Most High, Yah, he, like I said, the author and the finisher, he brung you into this. It was a great butt whooping. You heard Pastor, you know, give testimony to his butt whooping, to where he was screaming out every sin that he'd done before the church with snot running out, tears, I mean, a great purging. And all of us should have the same testimony of being broke down to that point with the hand of Yah on our backside to defibrillate our conscience. You know, when I was a child, that butt, you know, that belt on my backside, it got my attention very quickly. And I knew right then and there what I was getting headed that ass whooping for. And as I have children, I learned through the word how to chastise, how to whoop them. Let them know the error of their way. Where you have transgressed, and then this must follow afterwards so that you don't travel that way again, so that you don't commit such things again. So I lay into your butt, lay into your ass with love, turning your conscience, turning your purpose from that very thing that got you into trouble, to love you enough to turn you from it through this very temporal act. Hallelujah. And he scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And if ye endure chastening, Yah also deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? So if you're not being chastened, then what kind of son are you? But in verse 8, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. We're going to hold our place there. And we're going to look at this for a little bit. We're going to go to some... We're going to go to the spirit of wisdom here. going back to the book of Proverbs. And hallelujah. Hopefully this word this evening will be some in the word every time. Hallelujah. When he loves us enough to, you know, to defibrillate our minds, to bring our consciousness back to righteousness and to holiness. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to read verses 11 through 12 on all that we've talked about. It says, my son, despise not the chastening of the master, and neither be weary of his correction. It says, for whom the master, for Yahweh loveth, he chasteneth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. So if the Most High delights in you, his delight is to correct you. Hallelujah. Another passage here. Let's go back one book to Psalm 94. Psalm 94, saints. We're going to build on this a little bit. We're going to let the word interpret the word. Let the word edify the word. Hallelujah. Psalm 94, 12 and 13. And it says in Psalm 94, 12, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. Woo! Blessed. So if you're chastised of the Most High, you're blessed. You're blessed. If you're rebuked and reproved him, you're blessed. Blessed is the man whom thou chastisest, O Yahweh, and teachest him out of thy law. Why? That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity. Unto the pit be digged for the wicked. And back over, let's see, Psalm 23, hallelujah. Yeah, this one I was meditating on the other day. It's a good one to meditate on. Psalm 23, that's what you got to say to a psalmist. 23, verse 4. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, says I, will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Why? Why? Even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, and I will fear no evil. Well, why? Why? What brings me to this strength, to this confidence of fearing no evil, even in the valley of the shadow of death? Because he says, for thou art with me. And how is he with us? As David said, he is with me. Even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, and I am still in, well, even though it's shadows all around me and death is all around me, he says, I will fear no evil. What a confidence. What a confidence. For thou art with me. Why? Because thy rod and thy staff, woo, they comfort me. But no. We don't think, you know, a rebuke or reproof or a butt whooping from the Most High is there to comfort us. But if we thought, hey, just think when thou art whooped of the Most High Eye and you receive that whooping and you receive that correction, and then you have your time of travail and your time of snotting and your time of repenting. But just think what afterwards, after you went through that, what afterwards that fruit that is produced afterwards. the comfort, the comfort. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, how many of us ever think on that perspective of a rod and a staff comforting you? What is the rod there for? Read. We know what the rod is there for. We know what the staff is there for when the good shepherd is dealing with a disobedient sheep. And it comes to a point sometimes that he's got to break the sheep's leg to keep the sheep in the fold. Because sometimes one sheep might get the big head. One sheep might get his own revelation and look over into another field and say, "Oh, look at that grass over there. Boy, that grass looks so good. That grass is so luscious. That grass, oh, I'm so hungry to eat that grass." But the shepherd says, "You should not eat of that grass. You don't go eat over on that table. That is of another master's pasture. In this pasture, you sheep, you are protected, you are fed, you are sheltered. And I'm going to keep you under that shelter and under that protection. I'm going to comfort you, sheep, with my rod and my staff. I'm going to keep you in the way of righteousness. I'm going to keep you in the way of life." Such a beautiful, beautiful verse there. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And back over in Proverbs. Oh, let's build on this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 13 and 24. It says that he that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him, chasteneth him quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29:15. Proverbs 29:15. The rod and reproof give wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Again, back. Let's go back to Proverbs 19. Proverbs 19, verse 18. It says, "Chasten thy son while there is hope. And let not thy soul spare for his cry." Because you know the Most High, he's not going to spare us. He's going to love us to the point where love needs to love us. And sometimes love will knock your butt off. And will knock you off your ass just as it did Paul. And that woke him up great and mightily, didn't it? Hallelujah. Proverbs, let's see, 22 and let's look at verse 15. It says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child." It says, "But the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." Skip down to verse 17. "Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Proverbs 23. Let's see. 23:13. "Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. Hallelujah. 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 But again, back in Hebrews 12 and 8, but if ye be without chastisement, whereof all partakers, then are ye bastards. These illegitimate children and not sons. On that, let me look here real quick. Go back to Proverbs one more time. These bastards. These bastards, these illegitimate children. But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Proverbs 30. Starting at verse 11. And it says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Bastards. There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes. Bastards. And their eyelids are lifted up. Bastards. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords. Bastards. And their jaw teeth as knives. Bastards. To devour the poor from off the earth. Bastards. And the needy from among men. Bastards. If anybody wanted to take a good word study, that in the Greek, I think, is Greek Strong's number 3541. And not sons. Verse 9 of Hebrews chapter 12, furthermore, says, we had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. And it says, shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily, the fathers, for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But the Father of spirits, he chastens us for our profit. Why? That chastisement there? Why is that correction? Why is that reproof? Why is that rebuke? That we might be partakers of his holiness. And we know in verse 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. But it says, nevertheless afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We have such a loving Father. As we have read here tonight, this butt whooping from the Most High Yah, there to give us hope, there to give us security, there to give us confidence. It's there to produce in us the peaceable fruits of righteousness. It's there for us, you know, to open the door that we might be partakers of his holiness. So it's a, you know, it's a new outlook on the correction of Yah, which should be in every one of us that are sons and that are daughters. Wherever in times of old we looked at it one way, and now as we've read the word of Yah in this manner, and now being under the Father of spirits, our wonderful Father, who is a great and mighty and majestic Father, to show us how much He loves us, how much He wants to embrace us. So the reproof and rebuke and the admonishing and the exhortation and everything from the Most High is always there to lift our heads up, to put our feet in higher places. We need to get out of the mindset of the old earthly man, as the way we looked at chastisement and butt whoopings and reproof and rebuke, as in the days of old when we thought it was against us. But now, as children of the Most High, we know that it is all for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? And from the many years of walking in this walk, I see there is none. Even though some want to show themselves to be against us, there's none. Because Yah is for us on every point, saints of the Most High Yah. So welcome to the war. Welcome to the love. Welcome to real peace, real life, real joy. Do you want it? How much joy do you want? How much peace do you want? Well, let the Most High Yah deliver you. Let the Most High Yah get the unworthy inhabitants out of your house. Get them ungodly spirits away from you. Put on a new mind. Walk in the new heart. You are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. We cannot bring our former existence into this walk. We've got to forget all that which is behind. Our hand is to the plow. And we must keep our face forward. And never, never look back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, saints of the Most High, Yah. I thank Yah for how much He loves us. And I think day by day, as we meditate upon His word and all that He's doing for us, I think it should deepen our love and our appreciation and our respect for Him. As we had for our heaven, as our earthly fathers, even the more so as being children of light, children of the day, we have a greater reverence given to us, a greater peace given to us. We are now walking in the true life. The world is promising its form of life, and it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you the temporal things for that temporal life. What's amazing in this walk, you'll take all that crap, sacrifice it upon the altar, burn it, get it out of your way. Then you will start seeing and hearing better. You will start living the life that you always wanted. He is the author and finisher of our faith, and He must do what He must do, because He said He's not going to lose any of us. Yah has given Him a certain amount of children. And that just that very thought brings my mind back to Hebrews Chapter 2, verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which Yah hath given me. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He said, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to partake of the same. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And deliver them, the children that were given him, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. See, in this walk, you need to understand you're not subject to bondage anymore. You got to get in your mindset, sin has no more dominion over you. You have a greater one in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. So, child of Yah, be strong, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And I thank Yah that I have the ability to run behind my father in times where the demonic attack is heavy. And I can look to my father and say, he's oppressing me. He's troubling me. And it's no small thing for the Most High Yah to recompense tribulation on them that trouble you. See, we've got to really, really, really know where our security and our protection is. You're not really going to understand that and know it until you let him be a father to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of Yah, and he will lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. So, saints of the Most High Yah, I leave you with this evening. May the words that have been spoken this past week and the week coming be nourishing, health to your bones, health to your navel. Pray that you keep your mind on him. Please do. I mean, this is pivotal. We keep our minds on so much crap. And we've learned this structure from the world. We need to break it. Need to learn some new habits. Need to get in the habit of thanking Yah at every moment. Get in the habit of meditating on his word. Get in the habit of, in times of need, going to him. Get in the habit that when you fall short, you've got an advocate with the Father. I mean, he is there. He is there. He wants to be a father. He wants to be a covering. All this was not done in vain. It was done for a purpose. You want life? Let life enter into you. And if life's got to enter into you through butt whooping, let it happen. Let it happen. And just shake that conscience, shake that spirit, shake that soul. You know, shake the scales off your eyes and let that butt whooping do what it's supposed to do. So you can have peace and curl up in the arms of your Father so he can wipe away all your tears and comfort you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Thank you all. Thank you, Brother Ugly, again, Brother Paul, for posting the scriptures. Thank you, Brother Steve, for keeping up with the Facebooks and website and everything. And all my other brothers and sisters that are in this war that are doing their part, bless you and continue to serve the Most High Yah and serve one another and let this love grow in you and be strong in you. Because we're going to manifest if we keep doing this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole creation groaneth. They're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of Yah. And as this manifestation of the sons of Yah gets closer, this birth gets closer, you see the rage of the wicked one. Hallelujah. 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 Again, with comforting words, I leave you. The King is coming.